AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Vice President J.D. Vance is in the Middle East. The Israel-Hamas ceasefire is on shaky ground. There has been violence and questions over how to move ahead with the plan for cementing a long-term peace. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff has been meeting with released hostages and their families.
We never thought of ourselves as Americans. The president said to us, That was the order.
Israel says it has identified the body of a hostage that was released by Palestinian militants overnight, while the chief Hamas negotiator said the group remains determined to implement the ceasefire agreement to end the war. There are no signs an agreement is within reach to end the government shutdown. Another vote failed to pass in the Senate. House Speaker Mike Johnson says it's up to Democrats.
I just pray that they come to their senses and end this shutdown and reopen the government this week. Republicans are waiting, the American people are waiting, and we are ready to act.
Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says the Democrats are holding firm.
At the end of the day, this is about the health care of the American people, and this is about driving down the high cost of living. No matter what lies or disinformation Republicans continue to try to put out there.
A new AP NORC Center poll shows most adults are worried about health care becoming more expensive. About 6 in 10 are extremely or very concerned. The World Series matchup is set. It will be the Toronto Blue Jays playing the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Pretty cool.
A 3-run home run by George Springer lifted John Schneider's Blue Jays to a Game 7 win over Seattle.
To be leading the team that's going back to the World Series for the first time in 32 years kind of hits me a little bit, and I couldn't be happier for every single guy on the team and in the clubhouse, not just the players but the staff too.
Game one of the World Series is Friday night. This is AP News. A false alarm aboard a commercial jet forced it to return to the airport.
Pilots aboard American Airlines Flight 6469 mistakenly thought someone was trying to break into the cockpit yesterday, resulting in a return flight to the Omaha airport 40 minutes after taking off for Los Angeles. An American spokesman says the intercom that pilots and flight attendants used to speak to each other had been left on by accident. The pilots heard some static sound over the intercom. They mistakenly thought someone was trying to break in. The Omaha Airport Authority says there was no security-related incident at the airport. The flight was operated by SkyWest, which flies regional routes for American and other airlines. I'm Mike Hempen.
Poland has detained a Ukrainian citizen over an alleged Russian sabotage plot. Two more suspects have been detained. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.